Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Ed Abel is our guest. Ed's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship studies at New York University, and he is the creator of Business Harmony. That's Harmony, and also the founder of Abel Business Institute. And he's our good friend, Ed Abel. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Ed, one of the things that small business owners need to do more of, I think, and I've kind of put myself in, I'm not taking myself off the hook here, is we need to get out and talk to other business owners about our businesses. We need to share some ideas and compare notes and learn. I think it would help all of us to learn to discover that the problems we're having, that we're so upset about, that we're so concerned about, that we're so worried about, we're not the only people having those things, and that there's a person we could talk to who had that problem last year, figured it out, and here's a way to get around that. What do you think about that?
Well, it is so true. You know, as small business owners, we sit in our own little bubbles.
Inside our four walls.
Exactly. And we're so tied into this whole idea of how busy we are and how tight on money we are. And we live in these four walls. And really, there's support out there, and it doesn't necessarily have to cost money. The support out there are your peers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many of us, if we're not, we should be in networking organizations. And you and I have had many discussions about networking and the power behind organizations like BNI, Business Networking International, where you get together with a group of people to network. Well, break out that group. As you go to those groups, you start to really create friendships and camaraderies with a couple of people. Take three and four of those people, and on a regular basis, it could be monthly, sit down, have a meal together, and talk about business. So the whole idea behind this idea, dear, is mastermind groups. And Napoleon Hill wrote about these back in the 1900s.
Right.
Quick short story on Napoleon
100
Hill.
100 years ago almost, probably.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But for those of you that are listening and don't know about Napoleon Hill, he has some major work behind him. Think and Grow Rich was the book that really put him on the
classic
map. But
classic.
The classic, and everyone should read it. And in it, Napoleon studies the minds of 500 influential business leaders of his time. And in it, he found that one of the common themes throughout the 500 people was that they belonged to mastermind groups.
Hmm.
So we can call them mastermind groups. We can call them round table groups, executive groups. I don't care what you want to call them, but I do care about what you do with them.
Well,
I want to
talk about what we do with them in a little bit, but
yep.
I want to point out how they could come together.
Cool.
I want to stay on that topic for a second because it could be a group of a loose group of your neighbors, your business neighbors that could get together. It could
Absolutely.
Be something more formal that you put together where you specifically select people who could, you know, you sort of cast a mastermind group.
Yep.
Another thing that I see a lot, Ed, is I know some people who are distributors, and once a quarter or so, they get together with other distributors, maybe a half a dozen from other parts of the world, of the country, and they get together in one place and they spend a day talking about stuff. And
excellent.
And car dealers do this. They do the same kind of thing with their peers across the country. There are lots of different ways to put this together. There's no wrong way, is there?
Exactly, that point is right on, which is don't get caught up in the exact way. It has to be the right people. It just has to be people that are interested in talking about the same topic.
Right.
With
somewhat shared values and total confidence. Those are the main two rules. Values meaning, you know, you want to have people who are quality people who have integrity, that kind of thing, and total confidence.
Yeah. I consider them solution groups.
Yeah, I like
that. Groups, you know, that come together to solve problems, not to just sit and bitch about the situation.
Right, exactly. Hey, Ed, hold on to that thought. Give us your website, please.
Sure. Check us out at ABEL, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
We're going to explore this idea and get a little deeper into this topic of mastermind groups after these messages with our good friend Ed ABEL. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.